are expecting some holiday music. Not quite yet, Michael.
Next week.
Next week. We got some techno going for you from Collective Soul here. And welcome back to Where to Play Golf. Tim sitting with Mike. And one of our, and I say this affirmingly, one of our favorite techno geeks, Rick's coming in shortly. Michael, get us there.
All right. Our featured interview is brought to you by Lifestyles Chiropractic, located in Fort Myers, Florida, near our over 50 Where to Play Golf school. Lifestyles Chiropractic offers relief for many types of back pain, neck pain, any kind of pain. Pain relief and pain prevention are two of the reasons that Lifestyles Chiropractic services have become so popular around the world. People fly in from all over the world just to go there. For more information, you want to log on to LifestylesChiro.com. That's LifestylesChiro.com.
Oh, with that, down to Atlanta we go to say good morning to Rick Limpert. With Yahoo News and his sports contributor, his works have appeared in Sports Illustrated, regularly Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He covers golf and the world of sports technology. Good morning and happy holidays, Rick.
Happy holidays to you guys. I'll make sure to tune in next week to hear that Christmas bumper.
All right, Rick. All of us are immersed in this data cloud that envelops us wherever we go and whatever we do. Rapid business model change, hyper innovation, instant obsolescence. These are the new rules by which we must innovate. And you have to cover all this, buddy. You've got to love what you're up to.
Yeah, but I'm here to break it down for you guys and try to keep it simple for the for your listeners, for the golfers out there that really want to improve their game and maybe get the most out of their ability.
All right, well, that starts with a good night's sleep. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I know that when I'm playing golf the next day, a good night's sleep really tends to maybe save me a couple strokes. So there's now a smart pillow out. It's called the DreamPad Smart Pillow. And it has a little Bluetooth speaker in the pillow that will stream your music, podcast, your show, right into your ears as you're sleeping. And also the pillow moves a little bit. It's got a little vibration in it. And doctors have said for years that little vibration helps you get into a deeper sleep quicker. So for a good night's sleep before you play 18 or 36, this DreamPad Smart Pillow is a great option.
Music and it vibrates? That's wild.
Yeah, it's really a comfortable pillow, too. There's been smart pillows out before, but they haven't been comfortable. They've not been constructed well. This is quality pillow and very comfortable. And like I said, it gets you a good night rest.
So it's
we all need that.
Yeah, it's a DreamPad smart pillow. What's the cost on this? Approximately
$100.
Okay.
$100. So you're not.
Okay.
I mean, that's in line with what pillows cost. You're
right,
not going out
right.
of the box too much.
Right. Yeah, and you don't have the software. You can buy the software as well. But
okay.
This pillow is purposely thin, so you can lay it on top of your existing pillow or slide it into your pillowcase. Isn't that right, Rick?
Yeah, you can do that.
Right.
This combined with one of those foam pillows is a great option as well.
All right. What else we got? So we got the Arcos 360. What's that?
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have talked about this now. This is the new generation Arcos, the 360. So it takes what we had before, which was great, and now the sensors are a little smaller and lighter on your clubs. And, you know, the data it gives you, I think it's improved a little bit. The app's improved, and with one touch, you get pretty much everything at your disposal here with the upfit. So the sensor goes onto your clubs, and then use the data as you wish.
Yeah, no charging, hands-free, and data, Rick. Oh, my goodness. How about, what do we got? We got this awesome net. Who made this this net return?
I love this product, guys. This is the Net Return. The company is called the Net Return, so it makes different size nets. So, and I like it because you can use it. Any member of the family can use it. Soccer players, field goal kickers can kick into these nets, and they start at $99 for the small one and go up from there. So the portable will fit in your basement as well as outside, and then just work on your chipping and your irons with this net and during the winter months. I think it's a great thing to do.
Yeah, and that's the Net Return. That's a great Christmas gift for the golfers in the north part of this country. All right, number four here. You've got the new Bridgestone golf balls, and I actually, they sent me a pack, and I tried out the E6 Soft, the E6 Speed, and they sent me a trial package to test out the E6 Soft and the Speed against the Pro VX and the Pro V1. And
yeah,
I did that.
I got the same pack.
Did you? I really liked the I did all four at the same time at my club. And I played all four the same round, and the E6 soft won for me.
Yeah, me as well. I've kind of now switched to these soft golf balls. I've noticed better feel. I'm able to hold the greens a little better. I don't know what your guys' results were, but I did the same thing you did. And the E6 soft now, I've really enjoyed it. I played pretty well 2 weekends ago with it. So this is something I'm going to look forward to breaking out even more now in 2017.
And Tiger's going to be using that ball.
A Bridgestone product this
Bridgestone
weekend.
Yeah,
they haven't said what ball, but Bridgestone, so a good chance it's one of these two balls.
Okay.
The number one sports technology writer in America, Rick Limper, joins us from Atlanta on Where to Play Golf this morning. All right, it's getting cold up here, buddy. Let's talk Ethiopian lambskin and nanotechnology in these gloves you're going to talk to us. Out on the course, you can respond to your smartphone. Obviously, you don't have to take your gloves off anymore.
No, I mean, we wear a golf glove when we play, or most people do, but what are you going to wear in between your shots? These Mujo touchscreen golf gloves are very comfortable, very high-tech, and again, they let you use your phone just like your fingers would while you're in the cart or playing. I'm going to want to slow down those rounds, but they fit to your hand, and again, they let you use your devices. So me as a tech guy, these are pretty crucial for me.
Yeah, I mean, that lambskin is lined with 100% soft, natural wool. I mean, oh my goodness. And again, folks, this is compatible with almost every touchscreen. What's next there? Nice there, Michael.
Bill Murray's clothing line.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen this yet or had a chance to wear them, but they're extremely comfortable.
Yeah, let me introduce this properly, Rick. We're cool, where golf meets irreverence and fun inspires style. What's the Murray family up to here?
Well, that pretty much sums up Bill Murray's career in one phrase. But I guess when he's not following the Chicago Cubs around, he's been kind of designing clothes with the help of his brothers. I mean, these are the type of clothes you would expect to see Bill Murray wearing, but I have a shirt and I have a pair of the shorts. They're very comfortable. Again, they have a unique look to them. I think they haven't been able to keep these on the shelves. They've been selling them like crazy. So, I mean, for the Christmas gift for the person that maybe wants to have a different look on the course, here we go.
Yeah, all his brothers ran on this. He had hand-me-downs growing. He didn't like wearing polo shirts. That's why he wears the button-downs. But they've got a polo shirt with tiny whiskey glasses printed all over it. And a couple of the glasses, they're kind of tipped over. It's whiskey pouring out. And another shirt, the Cinderella Story Polo, features bright-colored mumps. What movie is that from, Michael? From Caddyshack, with a few random ones falling apart. So how much did Caddyshack?
That's great.
This all is fashion right. with personality, man.
Bill Murray clothing line. I love it. I love it. What about this wine sippy cup? That's right down my alley.
Well, yeah, this is pretty different.
That is your alley.
Picking out of the box a little on this one, guys. The Vino to Go Cup.
Okay.
For people that, you know, we maybe like to have a beer or a sports drink in the golf cart, now you can fit a glass of wine in this little container and enjoy a glass of wine while you're playing. So maybe for the husband and wife that are out getting a quick nine in the afternoon, or maybe that wine helps keep some people warm in the cold winter months. So,
all right.
A double insulated tumbler. Here we go.
Next up on Rick's Picks, the undisputed leader in the golf industry for a rangefinder is the Bushnell T4 and T4 Slope.
Yeah, the most accurate one I've found, guys. I've tried a lot of these. I've tried the watches. It's got the Jolt technology in it, so you get that the slope, and you get the exact distance to the hole or to whatever else you're aiming at. So tour players for years have kind of sworn by this one. It's not cheap, you know, that $379 price tag, but as with anything, you pay for what you get.
All right. How about the glove caddy towels?
Great stocking stuff because they're under $20. So tour caddies use this one. The tour size is a 17-inch by 40-inch, which is a great size, drapes across your shoulder or across the bag. And, you know, these towels are environmentally safe, new colors, and very soft. So they'll clean just about anything.
And then Oakley's back celebrating the 31st Summer Olympics and golf coming back. Special edition green fade in honor of the bright colors down there in Rio de Janeiro. What are those like?
They're great. I was wondering what the big deal was with these glasses, but they're very clear, very vibrant. Like you saw, the Olympians that were endorsed, hopefully, were wearing them. The style's out. It's a limited edition of these green fade ones, so if you're going to get a pair, you probably want to get it before the end of the year, and it's got that prism technology in it, which we know Oakley's famous for.
All right,